Everybody clap your hands.
Man, you say that really makes me want to go see a Mets game.
Go live in 5, 4, 3.
Finger point, go.
Welcome to your weekly PW3 PSA. We would like to remind you there are hungry people in every community. Hungry for a free and open internet? Please go to FCC.gov and post your concerns about their attempts to change the Title II status of the internet and end net neutrality. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to SaveTheInternet.com or BattleForTheInternet.com or, yeah, you know, any other long list of sites. Check out Reddit. While you're there, you can check out the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit and find out some good stuff there once you're done crusading for net neutrality. Now on with the show.
I was ill-prepared for that change of PSA.
That was kind of the point.
Okay.
I wouldn't have intentionally misled you with the hungry people.
Are you sure?
I mean, that was my goal, was okay. To not just get on with the show already.
Loose and fancy free. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the big number 95th. Number 95th. It's kind of like English, but not really. The 95th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always, Sneaky Bead 15, KS72, it's Ian, it's Ray. Hey, kids.
Hello.
Yeah, doggy.
Yeah, doggy. Wow.
Yep. I'm pumped up tonight.
Wow. Alive. Pumped up Ian. For the first time ever, he won't fall asleep during the show. Hold on, I can get you there.
Okay, good. Phew.
All right, this is the week of 621 through 628 of the 2017s. And your Deadpool dailies, Wednesday, Purple Mystique, Thursday, Green Hulk, Friday, Yellow Falcon, Saturday, Red Psylocke, Sunday, Blue Beast, Monday, Purple Bullseye, Tuesday, Yellow Cap, and Wednesday is Red Sentry. On the 5-day four-star crash...
Scrash!
Kick-a-blam! Of the Titans. So on the 17th was the, as we found out, you know, during the show last week, Gwenpool versus Moon Knight? Does that sound right?
That is 100% correct.
It does, yes.
Remember winning that one fairly easily. How did it go for you guys?
It went well for me. It was just a race to green.
Sure.
I realized, like, two moves in that if he got green, I was doomed.
Yep.
So I just got as much green as I could and fired off a gun, and there you go.
My resistance to Gwenpool has led to a very undercover Gwenpool. I did not participate. Okay. 1-1-0 isn't going to cut it.
Yeah, no.
Seems unlikely. Next coming up will be Kate, for sure, for realsies this time. And thanks to UNC Samurai apparently being bored, I have in front of me all of our rosters. So I've got Kate at a 3-2-2, Ray's got her at a 3-2-4, and Ian's got a 1-4-1.
Mm.
So we all
Man, work. I hope looking for trouble is really powerful.
Looking for nub. I don't know, I'll give it a go. I don't have high hopes. Mine's only level 90. Ian's is level 90. Ray's is in the poop house.
That is correct.
But we'll see how it goes. And then coming up on the 27th is Hulkbuster, which we all have champed. I'm assuming should be a walk in the park, Kazansky.
Absolutely. It'll be easy, breezy, beautiful Maybelline.
I agree. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe she'll
Maybe
die with
Cover
it.
Maybe it's Covergirl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will be able to punch my way to freedom very easily on that one.
Go to sleep, 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 go to sleep.
That, you know, I looking back at that scene, I think about it, and I think that scene was just over the top and silly, but every time it makes me smile.
Yeah, it was cute. Right now in the storylines, we've got Strange Sights going on. Always a favorite, especially now that all the storyline is fixed. 5,000 and 21,000 gets you Iron Fist. If you're playing level 8, that will get you all three covers. 36,500 gets you the brand new Sandman. I've not gotten that far yet. 65,000 for the 25 CP, top 10 folks is Agent Venom, and 11 all the way down to 300 are some Doctor Doom covers. The Hunt is next. 3,555 will get you three Doctor Dooms. 26,000 for Agent Venom, 55,000 for the CP, top 10 is Fantastic, and 11,300 is Torch. In your PvP land, reality season coming to a close. You got 4 days left if you haven't gotten to the 4,000 yet or finished your simulator yet. I'm looking at you, Ray.
Yeah, you are.
I always put the simulator to the last.
I actually have over 1,000 points on it already.
Remember, Saturday's going to be rough for you. You better finish it up before Saturday.
Yeah, I really should.
I think I'm at like 3,700 for the season, so I should be able to hit my 4,000 to get my 10 pack.
Yeah, I've only missed one event this season, so once I get the 900, however many points I need for the simulator, I'll be over my 4, so not a problem.
So you right now it's Predator and Prey, the Black Panther event, 800 for a Blue Panther, 900 for a Yellow Baby Groot, 1,200 for the CP, top 5 folks get the brand new Sandman. And 6 all the way down to 50, get some Star-Lords. In the news...
Wait, I have some unrelated banter specifically for you.
All right.
Did you see what legendary musical act is coming to a casino near you?
Apparently I did not.
Oh my goodness. It is not only Kool and the Gang, not only Sister Sledge, but opening for both of them.
Uh-huh.
None other than everybody's favorite season... Morris Day and the Mother Lovin' Time.
No really? Way.
Yeah.
Is this O-E-O-E-O. Up at
O-E-O. What's that?
Is this up your way?
I believe so.
At the Mohegan?
I suspect so.
Mm.
It could be at Mount Airy. I didn't check. I just heard it on the radio and I was like, what's happening?
Wow. That's a musical extravaganza.
It really is.
Find out more info.
Okay. I'll get you more info.
Let me know Poker Night. What'd you find out?
Okay.
And,
we'll do.
Because, boy, that's tempting right there.
Yeah, that
I mean,
really
you
is.
Know, we're from back in the Bergs. You know, Sister Sledge always has a fond heart, you know.
Yeah, it really does. That was a good year.
Man.
That was the City of Champions year.
Yeah, baby.
We are family. Sorry. I'm done.
I got all my sisters and me. Woohoo! We are family.
I'm less excited about that, but
Morris
Day of the Time, I'm on board.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, can't go wrong with Kool and the Gang.
Yeah,
oh, I can bust out my autographed Kool and the Gang CD and have it autographed a second time.
not the legendary double autograph CD.
Double autograph CD.
Holy moly.
Yeah, if those are cheap tickets, that sounds like an enjoyable night at the casino.
Okay.
Yeah, but more stay in the time. Woo, I'm down. Good job, Ian.
Okay, I'll investigate. I'll let you guys know at poker.
Some notes. They made some updates to the Alliance rewards in the Strange Sights event. So your ISO 8 per subchapter for each shield clearance level has gone up. And if you're playing level 8, it's an extra 4,000. So that's nice.
That's for Alliance rewards?
It is.
So I should be trying harder?
It says you will receive the same Alliance reward no matter what place your Alliance places in.
Oh, okay.
We've updated the Alliance rewards for Strange Sights depending on the shield clearance level players choose. They will receive the same Alliance reward no matter what place their Alliance places it.
Okay.
So I need more ISOs, so that's a nice,
yeah.
Nice change. Your 129 patch notes, not much going on here in a way, but a lot in a different way. Well, it's like one change, but affected, you know, 40 things. So all those powers that have the bonus damage component, in addition to the normal damage, are now being combined back again. You know, of course, the one you see 7,000 times a day is when the Dream Warrior does his attack, and it, you know, I forget when it split into two damage amounts.
I don't know. It's been a while.
Yeah, but they have a whole slew of powers that are being changed. Like, I'm not going to read them all because it's a whole slew of them.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were going to start reading down those.
The button that displays the current heroes for hire now displays the color. Steam powers that let you select opposing characters will now show the correct order the characters are displayed in. Ian, were you having a problem with that?
No.
Okay. Make characters in battle easier to view their description screen. Sorry. Logging into Facebook will no longer fail for some players if logging in on the Facebook webpage. Alternate power descriptions in the character description screen no longer display the incorrect description when a character is recovering health. That's a weird bug.
Yeah.
ISO 8 and hero point totals will be appropriately updated when returning to the rewards cache after training a character. And Agent Coulson, Super Secret Tech, will properly steal AP if the enemy only has team-up AP. And then after he's that's new. They put out an update today, saying that hey, that giant list of powers, yeah, they found a few more that didn't get fixed, so they're going to be in the 130 update, including Colossus, Dream Warrior, Squirrel yeah. Girl, and Drax.
So he's not going to be fixed just yet.
Not just yet. Over on the D3 forums, there was a developer request form on about that shield clearance level difficulty feedback. If you head over to the D3 forums, there's a link there, a typed form link, and there's a few questions in there. Why did you choose the shield level you did? Well, which one did you pick? Why did you pick it? What was your favorite part of the change? What was your least favorite part of the change? And any sorts of comments you had on the changes. So if you want to give the folks back at the home office some feedback, head on over, fill that out. Oh, never mind. Apparently the feedback is closed. So hell with me. I'm being scolded on the Discords.
But it's nice that they, you have a place to give feedback. And not just a place, but like three text fields. You could type your heart out.
That'd be a lot of typing. A lot of typing.
Yes. Yes, it would.
I don't know. Should we discuss the other link?
Sure. Why not?
Do you know that guy's name?
It still works. I did. And then I closed that window because I didn't care that much. I can find it again here shortly.
I was going to say, I'll go back to the text that you sent me. That'll probably be the easiest.
We'll try and find it here. There was some guy who I'm assuming is some kind of celebrity.
Adam Kovic.
That's him. He has a link on his Twitter feed. And if you go there and follow said link, you will get yourself a free Doc Ock. I think that expires.
Don't get too excited. It's a 3-star.
Yeah, it's a 3-star Doc Ock, but it's still a free Doc Ock. So, yeah.
Right,
nice.
So get the normal amount of excited.
Yeah. I think Ray has the link to it on our webpage.
I do. I did. I put it on the homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com. If you go there, it's bit.ly/mpq-adamkovic.
Okay. Anyone on the Discord knows who this guy is, who is he?
He likes Marvel Puzzle Quest. So
yeah, I'm not young and hip and on the interwebs, apparently, because I have no idea who this guy is. Because I'm old.
We knew that, and that's okay. We'll support you through your tough times.
Did you attempt this link, Ian? Do you know, does it not work on Steam?
It did not work on Steam. I've been told it. When I looked at it, a lot of people were commenting that it only worked on iOS and Android.
Okay.
I did not try it on Steam. I just now tried it on, from that text that Craig sent me, on my telephone, and it worked instantly.
Oh, nice.
So I just got Doc Ock for your phone account.
Yep.
Booyah.
It did not work instantly for me. I had to try a few times, but keep at it. It does actually work.
Squiggly Puff says he's never heard of him either, and we're more famous. I appreciate that. maybe we could try to harass our friends back at D3 and Demiurge and letting us give out a link to something. We'll work on that.
Not happening. But
I'll work on
that
anyway.
Makes for a boring, partially related segue. All
right.
But I should probably wait until I open up the game. So that way you can steer me correctly, because I need to learn how to open up a ticket.
Oh, a help ticket?
Yes.
I don't know how you do it on Steam. I'm assuming it's the same way.
Nuts! Let me go open up. I'll get it. Once my Steam opens up, I'll tell you about it later.
You just hit the gears button, and then whack the help button.
Okay.
And then, what is it? You have to, and then like it's contact us? Yeah, and then hit the contact us button.
Okay. I will
look into that. Are you having an issue? I take it.
It's gotten almost severe. Once upon a time, way back on April 1st, I tried to log in and the game was like, hey, let's start playing the game. And I was like, haha, very funny, April 1st. They pretended like my account is gone and we all have to start from the story. And so, I played
that bug.
Yeah, played it until I got to level 3 and I was like, haha, okay, now I'm bored. And it never corrected itself, and then the next day it did. And I was like, great, don't have to worry about this. And I hadn't thought about it until now. But over the last week, about 50 to 60% of the time when I fire up my game, it starts that profile, where I'm level 3 and I have no characters.
Yeah.
And I have to restart Steam 2 or 3 times before I can get into my regular game.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's super frustrating.
Yeah, that's weird.
Although, I might...
I just don't want you to lose your main game.
Nope, because it's here. I have a theory, but I need to further test it. So maybe poker, I can bring my computer along and test it. Because the times that it is occurring were when I was on vacation and, I couldn't get my game up there at all. It kept giving me the level 3 game and I just got angry. So I don't know if Steam is punishing me for using a different ISP? Should that make any difference? I would think no.
But, no, really okay. Shouldn't.
But anyway, it's been happening a lot. I'd like it to stop happening.
Yeah, sure.
So I'll send them a cheery note. Hopefully they'll be able to steer me in the right direction.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm sad to hear that. Ray, what's Willie got in the bag?
The mailbag?
Well, not a dead deer, so yeah.
The first thing I got is from D-Wing, Illinois. And I concur with him. He says, was not expecting to lead with this, but... And he posted a picture with a lot of text. I'll just read you the text, and then I'll tell you what the picture is. So we missed something last week. I'll start with that. We missed a very big celebrity death. But in any case, the picture says, sure. So we just going to pretend the day after Batman dies, the Penguins winning the Stanley Cup is just a coincidence? And it's a picture of the Penguin from the original Batman series.
Yeah, the Burgess Meredith style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one and only true Batman, Adam West.
Rest in peace.
Hear, hear.
Also, he said that in response to what Chloe had to say last week, he said, "Dear Chloe, if you're listening to this podcast for emphasis on details for gameplay and character abilities, you're doing it wrong." He says, "They do, however, nail Comic-Con and Pygao Poker down to the smallest minutia."
You gotta have your priorities in order, yo.
Yeah, I completely agree with that statement. The Mad Jabroni says...
Nice! What a jabroni.
The same Maybelline CoverGirl joke was made when she was first featured in the character long ago. Ha ha.
That's probably true.
It's very much true. And I blame Craig. He still doesn't understand what the difference between makeups are. Which... Alright. Cactus Jack 87...
Bang, bang.
Was quoting you as, "What are you doing outside?" That is a perfectly legitimate question to be asking any true fan of MPQ. he also wanted to clarify by taking a dive for you, Craig, on the simulator. He meant that he went up against you with 1 star so that you could quickly, your defense would beat him. He says he goes up against you to lose multiple times to give you points. And then when you first hit him, he was going to attack you back with his Thanos hammer, but he saw that you were getting close to 2,000 points, and he had already got his Gamora cover, so he was just, meh, I'll help a buddy out.
I appreciate that.
And he also said he did this especially since he made it a tradition to attack you at least once per season in the simulator.
Hey, whatever, I don't blame you. Live it up.
Perrin DX said that Sandman, comment on Sandman, pretty decent abilities. He'll be interesting to use with people that generate a lot of protect tiles. And on a Star Wars sidebar, he had the Millennium Falcon when he was a little kid. The thing was huge, and his parents got rid of it in a yard sale, and it killed him.
Yeah, that's sad times.
Yeah. Just as a follow-up, I now have a full shelf in our downstairs gaming room that is dedicated to all Star Wars paraphernalia.
Okay.
All Hasbro Star Wars, all the ships, all my figures, they're all set up and displayed now. I don't know. Felt like I had to do it after I got the Falcon.
Reasonable.
Jordan from Jersey says, "Well, actually, it was less than 12 parsecs, not 30. Apparently, Craig, you said less than 30 parsecs.
Well, 12 is although less than 30, fair, isn't it?
Yeah, although to be fair, any so number that... less than 12 will also be less than 30.
Exactly.
Along with that, Jeff Cascadian said that the Millennium Falcon is the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs, you Philistine.
Yeah. It still doesn't change the fact that a parsec is a measure of distance and not time, so the whole quote doesn't make any sense anyway.
That is true. Joe said, "Where is that pic of Ian and Sam Jones?"
Oh, I will put it in the Dropbox so that Ray can add it to the website.
Ooh, there you go. He also said that the Thor comics are better than, quote, just fine. So he is with Chloe on this one.
Well, I picked up issue 20 today because it's getting rid of, you know, Jane Foster. And yeah, see, oh, I my don't God. Ian, this issue, I'll try and remember to bring it Friday. The final panel, it's fantastic.
Okay.
There's a new Thor in town, and you're not, and boy, you're going to like who it is.
Okay. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's
try to remember.
It is good, good stuff.
Okay.
Apparently, Joe also said that there was an overseas con a few weeks back where the aforementioned Sam Jones and Lou Ferrigno got into a scuffle.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I heard really? That on Joe was talking about on his podcast, I believe.
Okay. I didn't get a chance to look into it. Is it anything extraordinary?
No, I think it was resolved before it came to fisticuffs.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. What, do they still have, like, celebrity boxing? Like, that would be a good match. I watch Sam Jones versus Lou Ferrigno. That sounds like a good time.
I, too, would watch that. Sam Jones much bigger than I suspected, so I think he would stand a chance against Lou Ferrigno. But Lou Ferrigno is probably still pretty jacked.
Yeah, but I don't know how, you know, fast and flexible Lou Ferrigno is. I think Sam Jones might have him, you know, on reach and speed.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. Sam seemed pretty solid, so.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, he's
I haven't
not
seen
Hulk.
Lou in person for years, decades. I met Lou a long, long time ago.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Quick. It was way too quick. I'm like, oh, it's over. I was just, you know, a teenager, but he was big.
Yeah.
I mean, still is, I'm sure.
He was the Hulk. I mean, you had to be big to be the Hulk.
Yeah. Hey, Stinkbomb said, Kate is great. I run her at 5'5'3".
She give me chocolate cake?
Cake? That's what I was thinking.
And Ava Vavoom is giving me a little bit of sass in that she says that she thinks most people say Pennsylvania with only four syllables, Vania, not Vania. I said it was five syllables. She says it's the same for California, and Virginia is definitely not four syllables. However, she says Louisiana is five.
Well, it's Louisiana. I think it's like one.
Unless you're from Louisiana, then it's, yeah.
That's like all one thing for them. Louisiana.
It's three syllables. Louisiana.
That is true. The closer you are to that region, the shorter that gets. I know, like a fool, I call it Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's Bethlehem.
It's just like a bleh. Just a sad bleh.
I grew up not that far away from New Bethlehem, so... Because, you know, old Bethlehem wasn't good enough for us. We needed a brand new Bethlehem. Yeah.
The last thing I have is from Joe. He says, hashtag Doctor Who stinks. And as a as a big fan of Doctor Who, I mean, I've been a fan of Doctor Who since as long as I can remember. I am completely okay with that sentiment. Doctor Who is not for everybody. And people can hate on it. I'm perfectly okay with that.
These last few episodes have been super solid, though.
I agree. This last one was... fantastic.
Man, good stuff.
But I did also want to mention that in the books, again, this is just in the books, the reason the TARDIS was indestructible because it was not actually there. It wasn't in the here and now. It actually was on Gallifrey. And that explains how it's bigger on the inside is because it's just a doorway to the actual place. I know that's not what they do in the show. They make it so the TARDIS can move and fly around, and I hate it every time. And I know that's become canon. It doesn't mean I have to like it.
Yeah. Just anyway, that one season opener where they pick it up with the crane.
Oh, I hated
man,
that.
Man, I hated that scene. So dumb.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Unit should not be allowed to just move the TARDIS wherever they feel like it. It's BS.
Something
I'm
going to
support you on that one because I don't even know what you're talking about. But all I'll say is, you don't tell me what's canon. I think that's dumb.
So that is all I have in the mailbag and all I have about Doctor Who. So there you go.
Wow. Doctor Who. Good show.
I'm really liking it this time, though.
Yeah. The season's picked up. Ian, what time is it now, then?
Oh, my goodness. Is it time for the featured character of the week?
Week.
That's solid. It sounded terrible, but I liked it anyway. We'll work on that. It'll get better every time. Yes, this week in the world of confusing clues.
No way.
Brings you none other than the Blackagarist, Boltagonagist, King of the Inhumans, Black Bolt. So let me tell you a little bit about this guy because I know nothing about this guy. So wait until I'm done and then you can judge me poorly.
The character or in the game?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
All
of
that is true. Now, I may have bungled it already.
Uh-oh.
Like, right from the get-go.
I don't think you started yet.
No, because I'm looking at my notes, and I thought that his first power, his green power, was a dual power. Like, it switched from quasi-sonic whisper to quasi-sonic shout or something. Is that not is that not true?
That sounds correct.
Yeah, but I don't have any... description of an alternative green power here in my descripto. I didn't want to embarrass myself before I got started. Do either of you have access to that character so you could tell me?
I'm looking.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
It just says if you have at least 5 AP in all colors, he screams instead of whispering.
Okay, then it's not a switching one. Gotcha. No problem. I'll just read ahead. That's what I could have done with my own information, and I would have saved us all a little bit of hassle.
You know what I don't like is that he has those stupid little wings in his armpits.
What's wrong with those? They help him glide like a squirrel.
King of the Inhumans, or he's a flying squirrel.
A little bit both. Okay, so Quasi-Sonic Whisper, it costs 10 green AP. It destroys the middle two rows, dealing 1,445 damage. If you have at least 5 AP in all colors, he lets out a scream, draining all friendly colored AP, destroying the board and dealing 3,223 damage to the enemy team. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. Shimmer, shimmer, shimmer. They both go up steadily as it goes up, eventually dealing 3,577 for the Whisper and 6,813 for the Scream at level 5. Energy channeling. It's a black passive. Let's see, every turn.
Do you have what that scales to, like at max level?
Oh, at out of control, 14,371 for the Whisper and 27,382 for the Scream.
That's
to the enemy. To the enemy team. So that's AoE
that's
damage.
That's a big scream.
Yeah.
To, you know who beats that up, right?
Yes, Dazzler.
That is correct, sir.
Yes, yes.
And then she punches him in the face.
Yeah, sonic absorption abilities.
Boltagon.
energy
I'll
channeling.
Take your king with one roller derby queen. Boom.
You and Dazzler just don't like it. Unsettles me. No. Let's see. Every turn creates one charge tile in the color most present on the board. If there are at least 4 charge tiles on the board, it deals 789 damage to the target and 218 damage to Black Bolt instead. As it goes up in levels, that damage, the potential damage to the target goes up and the damage to you goes down. At level 3, you create 2 charge tiles. At level 4, damage goes up and down. At level 5, damage goes up and no longer deals damage to Black Bolt.
Oh, here, just to chime in, we got a screenshot from our friend UNC Samurai with his level 550 Black Bolt.
Or as I like to call him, our former friend.
His Quasi-Sonic Whisper, it does 31,064 and 59,180.
That's too much damage.
And then the energy channeling is doing 11,481.
Wow, that is far more than I was going to claim. I was going to say that it deals 5,312 damage and no longer damages Black Bolt. The Silent King. This is a yellow ability which costs 8 yellow AP.
Oh, Samurai claims it's not his, it's from a friend of his.
Oh, he's back on
the... He just immediately stores screenshots of everybody's stuff.
That's okay. He is off the naughty list. He is back on the good list. Santa or Jewish Santa or Kwanzaa Santa will definitely be visiting him this year. Let's see. If one does not exist, converts a random basic tile into a 3-turn motivation tile, targeting one other ally, increasing all their powers by 1 level to a maximum of 5. Let's see. As this goes up, motivation tile lasts 4 turns and 6 turns. Then it targets all the allies, and then it increases their levels by 2. There you go. So the best possible scenario is a 6-turn tile that increases all powers by 2 levels. I have heard from reliable sources that he should be constructed at a 5-5-3, which seems to make sense. Based on the way that I play, and I feel most people play, you're not playing someone unless they're already at a, you know, pretty strong power level.
That
so
is true. Yeah.
The boost, who cares? That's what I feel. I don't know if you're, like, so I'm bringing someone else to the fight who's a 5-5-3 and now they're a 5-5-4. That's not whatever.
It's just motivation. No big whoop.
Yeah.
Hey, Donkey Teeth asks you, Craig, are you sure it wasn't 59,018 damage?
It could have been.
It was probably exactly that.
That was probably totally that. I mean, that's a lot of damage.
Yeah, I agree. Since it maxes out at 5, and you're probably going to be playing people at 5-5-3, 5-3-5, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really not...
Right,
incredible.
And if you, if you brought them to battle, you're not going to be relying on their lower level powers anyway. So giving those powers a boost, or giving them some motivation. Not that helpful. You're right, it is just motivation. I am Blackagar Boltagon. I live in a moon down by the river. I am thrice divorced, and I am a motivational speaker.
I haven't been reading Royals at all, but I'm assuming he's gotten back together with Medusa.
That seems likely.
He runs a bar. He owns a bar still, I think.
Either way, I think 5-5-3 is an overwhelming.
Yeah, that sounds like the winner.
Yeah.
All I really know is when I see him in PvP, I have to take him out first. Because I've ignored him in the past and lost every single time.
Nope, those Charizards can go and you're in trouble.
Oh, real trouble.
I only got him at a 1-0-1, so not doing a whole lot with him.
You got him head and shoulders above me. I've got one green cover, that's it.
Ian, you got any black bolts?
I don't know, do you still have that?
No, he only gave me screenshots of your Kate Bishop.
I probably have one cover, and I truly don't know what it is. I definitely have one. I could have as many as two.
He's actually the my lowest covered 5-star. He's the only one I only have one cover for.
Oh, well, you're a horrible person.
unnecessary character slander.
I'm glad you got to that conclusion from that statement.
Well, I still don't have all the 5-stars, so I don't like you. Because Natasha Romanoff will forever be hidden from me. She doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm a liar. I still don't have Cap.
Aha!
Ooh, good on me. I am also a liar. I have 0 Black Bolt covers.
Okay.
I had him confused with Black Panther. It's somehow racist and somehow reasonable all at the same time. Yeah, I got nothing in the Black Bolt department.
Well, there you go.
I also don't have Cap.
Total consensus of the world that 5-5-3 has to be the way to go. So
yeah, I don't doubt it for a second.
That's just so much stuff.
Yeah, we talked about it before recording on the Gamependium site. With all 6 of the possibilities listed for his builds, there's the popularity is like 1-1-2-2-2-35. Everybody uses 5-5-3.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
All right. There you have it. King of the Inhumans. Featured character of the week.
Week.
Anybody got anything exciting on the vines?
I do. But before we do that, there's some things that have been going on Discord that I have to mention.
All right.
One, from early on, there was a comment about Ian falling asleep during the show, but he only does it ironically. It's called snarkalepsy. That killed me. And then Donkey T said, next week on Syllable Talk, we will talk about onomatopoeias. And finally, I want to mention this because it was part of the castle run. The measurement of the castle run is showing how close you skirt black holes. So he got within 12 parsecs of a black hole.
But that doesn't explain the fact that his statement is that his ship is really fast. Oh, I guess it's so fast
because
they can escape
the
gravity.
Yes.
That sounds like somebody made that story up later.
It does. It really does.
When people went, that doesn't make any sense. And somebody went, here's how we're going to justify that.
I don't think Lucas was such a
knowledgeable about nerdishness.
Right, and that's the least of it. I feel like when that movie came out, it was not episode 4.
It is correct. It was not. It was called Star Wars.
Right. I think somewhere down the line he was like, I should make more money off of this.
I thought, wait, it was called episode 4, wasn't it?
No, it couldn't have. I doubt that at the release.
I've been tempted to break out my old VHS tapes, because I do not remember it ever saying episode 4 when I was a kid.
I'm sure by the time it made it to VHS, it was episode 4. But
in the text, I'm pretty sure it did say episode 4 when the text started scrolling.
I
claim it. This is like the Berenstain Bears problem. Berenstain versus Berenstain Bears. Did we talk about this before?
Apparently, we may have. I don't know. I'm sure one of our listeners remembers it from a previous show, but I don't. I think you're making
up. The weird universe where half the people believe that it's Berenstain Bears and the other half the people believe it's Berenstain Bears. Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
What do you remember? Berenstain or Berenstain?
It's definitely Steen.
Right. So you're in the weird universe that I'm in because it's Berenstain.
Why is that a weird universe?
Because it's incorrect.
Really?
It's Berenstain. They claim
it's not Berenstain.
They have claimed that it has always been Berenstain, but most people that I talk to clearly remember that it's Berenstain. But that I forget what this. There's an effect that this is called. I don't remember what it is, but it's a shared theory thing.
Suspicious.
The Mandela effect. That's what it's called.
I don't think we discussed this on this show, but I have discussed this on a alternative podcast,
okay,
which I am a talking head. Yeah, let's get back to the show. The Mandela effect makes me angry.
Yeah.
So once again, UNC Samurai has posted the original opening credit screenshot, and it does not say episode 4.
Ha! Vindication!
Yeah.
At least it doesn't say where I thought it did.
Yeah, like I said, when I remember watching the movie as a kid, nowhere do I remember seeing anything except Star Wars. And then later they, you know, jibber-jabbered that episode 4 New Hope crap into it. Aha, he says it wasn't put in until the 81 re-release.
Wow.
Okay. Well, being 81, being the age that I would have been, all right, I'm willing to accept that I have a implanted memory.
Okie doke. So anyway, back to the vine.
Right. Let me take a quick look.
Hey, we were looking at the vines.
Yeah. I've got a blade and a venom and a slew of 2 stars and 3 stars that sitting in there. I just championed my Rai Will I Ams today.
Woo!
To get her out of my vine.
I championed her like 2 days ago.
Oh, there you go.
I hear that she's the person to use against Caecilius. Her blue.
Oh, because she can move the things to the middle?
Right.
With her remote control gauntlets.
I haven't got a chance to do it yet because Caecilius has been just whooping on me something fierce.
I usually just use Patch and Electra and Quicksilver.
Yeah, me too, but I don't know, maybe I've just been getting bad boards, but I tried to use that exact team, and he just slaughtered me before I could do anything. I didn't get purple, I didn't get green, he just went, I'm going to put out a strike tile, and then I'm going to beat you down. It's been sad. I mean, I have eventually beat him. One time I beat him by going with good old Chuck, Mr. Xavier, going invisible, and just not letting him do any damage to me.
Oh, sure.
Eventually I was able to make it through. I don't know what the deal is. Bad luck for me. But in any case, yeah. Dying on the Vine, I've still got Captain Marvel. She's going to be going away shortly. My 3-year anniversary got me a red devil dinosaur, which is my 6th one of those. So that'll be for selling. And I've got a blue Iron Fist, which is my 6th one of those.
Oh, Hyde?
Yeah. So those are sad. Devil Dino doesn't have a chance. I don't have any way of getting more dino covers. And Captain Marvel's still at a 540, so...
Yeah.
They're just for selling, but I'm going to keep them till it goes away anyway.
Yeah, my vine is typically tidy. I got a couple 2 stars that I'm hoping to get enough hero points to roster so that I can start looping them. But other than that, I've got room for everything.
Ray, do you see the comment on the Discord?
I did.
Okay. I don't think he's ever been on live before.
I don't know.
Good times. Anybody get anything super exciting this week? Like I said, I got to champion my Rai. Sounds like Ray did the same.
I got a Gwenpool and a Cloak and Dagger. Those were pretty nice. That's about it, I think.
Oh, so you up to 2 Gwenpools now?
Yeah.
He's a monster.
Yeah, I'm committed. There's no turning back now. I'm living the Gwenpool lifestyle.
Okay, nice. The other thing that I would mention from my rewards of the week, I got my 3-star cap. Up to level 265. Actually, I max champed him shortly thereafter. So he's a 266. But 265 got me a blue Winter Soldier.
Ooh.
So I now have him at 015.
Nice.
I don't know. It got me excited. I'm like, ooh, I got a second power.
Yeah.
Ooh, a different color. A second chance.
Oh, nice. I got a bonus hero this week. That also made me happy. It was only Hawkeye. But I was still happy.
Sure.
Whenever bonus hero shows up, I'm like, ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, the only time I ever seem to get them is when I open a standard token and get the 3-star. Because then you get the guaranteed bonus.
Right.
I've never seen a guaranteed
bonus heroes any other way.
Yes. Huh?
I didn't know that was guaranteed.
Yeah, if you get a 3-star out of a standard token, you always get the bonus.
Nice. I'm sure at some point I knew that and had since forgotten.
I got a big pun coming up in my weekly rewards resupply. Unfortunately, it is the power that I already have 5 of, and he's not champed, and because I'm missing stuff, so sad times.
Hey, you reminded me. I got another even more fantastic reward of the week. I don't know how close you are, Ian, but my resupply, my 3-year anniversary, got me a yellow Old Man Logan.
Oh, I've got to be relatively close. Again, like, usually you're a pretty good gauge of about where I am. I just got my Heroic 10-pack. The other day, I think I'm about to get my first Green Goblin tomorrow.
Okay.
I see a Devil Dino coming my way soon. So
yeah, he's right after that Devil Dino. I think he's 1,095.
Cool.
So yeah, he's that was third power for him. I finally got a yellow on my old man Logan. So
wow, things are looking up.
Yeah,
everything's coming up, Milhouse. Where are we at? Let's open some stuffs.
We there brought already?
At always. At always.
At always. Always.
As always, with an ad from this guy. Shout nice out recovery. To this guy. Thanks, this guy. Who wants to open something?
Not me.
All right. Let me get to the screen here. Who's on the cover now? Oh, it's Doc Ock.
Yeah.
Oh, poke him in his weird sunglasses. Oh, it's a sad 4-star.
The Flam!
It is a cloak and dagger, though.
Ooh.
That should definitely be useful.
Yeah, let's see where that... that gets me cloak and dagger up to a 3-2-1. It was a yellow light knives. So 3-2-1 on the cloak and dagger. That's nice.
Yeah, moving on up.
So I now have 21 of these legendary tokens.
Wow. Yeah, I had 23, so...
Nice.
I don't have any ISO. I have 3,000 ISO.
All right, I'm going to be nice to Otto. I'm going to caress his earlobe.
Oh. That's what Aunt May does when they're on that date.
Yeah. He gave me a 5-star.
Oh, you're the worst.
Ah.
I don't like Ray.
Clicky, clicky.
Well,
the Flam! Purple Star-Lord, something bad.
Nice.
I'll take it.
Yeah, rightly so.
That should be my third cover for him, putting me at 0-2-1.
All right.
I am at an all-time low of 1 latest legend cover, so instead of opening it, I am going to make you guys sit through my heroic 10-pack.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, 4-star.
The Flam!
My old nemesis, Gwenpool. Hawkeye, Cage, Storm, Wolverine, Ares.
You're not making this exciting, I'm just saying.
Star-Lord, 3-star, yes!
There you go.
Sorry, the 2-stars bummed me out. 3-star Black Panther.
Nice.
4-star...
The Flam!
Gamora, that's my first one of those. Yeah. The deadliest woman, .. Oh, and it ends with a mighty moonstone. Oh no, there's one more, another 4-star!
The Flam!
And it gave me freaking Bobby.
Oh,
Uncanny
okay.
Snowman. And another one! That can't be happening! I gotta go look and see what just happened.
What was the last one?
They were both blue Icemen.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Weird.
But they were! Holy snikes! So, let me get this straight. I got a Gamora that I didn't have. I got some adequate 2 and 3 stars because I needed most of them except for that useless Wolverine. I got 2 blue Icemans. And what was that other 4-star that I got? Oh, good old Gwenpool. My old nemesis Gwenpool. And wow, that was a great 10-pack.
You can use both of those Bobbies. That's awesome.
I believe so.
I was curious.
Oh, you were looking at my
roster. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You have
absolutely.
Him with 2, 3, 3, so you'll max out his blue.
Okay. Wow. Things are coming up, Milhouse.
Good time. Wow,
I should work harder to earn more 10-packs in my life.
I agree. I get that one per season, you know, when I actually try and pay attention.
I forget how often it is, but starting at, like, 1,088, it's like every 50 days or every 30 days, something like that, you get a 10-pack.
Oh.
But that was an incredible 10-pack.
Yeah, that was way too good.
Normally, I get 9 2s and 1 3.
That's usually what I get.
Yeah, that one was all meat. The only gristle was that 2-star Wolverine and the 2-star Moonstone.
Good old Moonstone.
That was all meat and had some dessert at the end. That was awesome. I just have to earn a couple hero points, get this Gamora on my
It's tomato roster. Soup. I can actually feel it going right down my throat.
All right. Well, that's I got for cover opening.
Sweet times. Thanks, this guy.
Yeah. Boy, was that... That was invigorating.
Ian's loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. All right, Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
All right. We are part of a...
The Rebel Alliance and a traitor.
That's true. We are also part of the soon-to-be-named podcast network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com, where you can check out a variety of great podcasts once you're done listening to this one that covers a wide swath of interests. So please check us out, soon to be named network. You can go to the Puzzle Warriors 3 webpage and get a direct link to any of the individual shows, or simply head over to soontobenamednetwork.com and find all of the shows waiting there for you.
Good deal. I think that's all I got going for this week. As always, thank you for joining us. PuzzleWarriors3.com, wherever you get your podcasts, we may be there. At least I hope so. Comments, suggestions, you know the drill. Go to our webpage, leave it on the discuss. Don't send us an email, it makes Ray sad. But you can post it to Twitter or Facebook, on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or on the D3 forums. We'll get us your comments we can talk about next week. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage. If you're going there to get that Doc Ock link, there you go. Click on there, you buy something on Amazon, and we get some kickback. That would be nice. Or if you want to become one of the sweet patrons like this guy, head on over to the Patreon link and throw a few dollars our way. Much appreciated. Find a ways, cafepress.com, which I'm sure everyone used for their Father's Day extravaganzas. And they're all sitting around drinking from Puzzle Warriors 3 coffee mugs right now tonight. Right? Sure they are.
It seems likely.
Cafepress.com/Puzzle Warriors 3 for our swag or some stuff for the soon-to-be-named network. I think that's all we got. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, a boy's best friend is his mother. Good night, everybody.
Good night. I think
goodbye,
I got
friends.
That one.
Really?
I was going to say, that makes one of us.
I think so. We'll verify after we're done. All right. Good night.
All right. Bye, friends.
Stop.
Oh, also. Oh, stopped.
You said goodbye.
I did. I was just going to say, I'm too lazy to write a ticket. Just listen to this episode and fix it for me.